That's Southern. That was
good evening. Good evening, basketball fans. This is Jeff Clark along with Ron Hubert. And we've got some girls basketball getting ready to start here in just a few minutes from Salem Academy High School. I need to do a quick check here. Make sure we've got good sound for all of you out there. Make sure we got the right mic working, and we do. Yeah, Ron and I were just talking about a team walking in blue and white and black, and I said, it's Sutherland. He goes, no, it's Western Christian. I said, oh, okay.
Well, the coach was.
They sit down. He's like, oh, no, it's Sutherland. So, but, yeah, I thought I recognized someone, but I didn't know where I recognized it from, and I couldn't read the front of their uniforms, so, or their warm-ups. Hey, we had an interesting boys game earlier today, if you listen to that. Boys lost by 12, 54-42. Defensively played very well against a very explosive offensive team that loves to get out and run. We really kept them from running a lot in Gold Beach, but did not have enough offensive firepower to pull it off. But did some good things tonight, or earlier today. 10 out of 11 from the foul line, Ron, is that right?
12 out of 13.
12 out of 13 from the foul line, so some really good foul shooting. And it wasn't just one kid. It was a bunch of different kids going to the foul line.
Decent rebounding inside, really. I mean,
did some good things. Did some pretty good defense on their best player in the second half.
10 points.
Yeah, after he got 20 in the first half.
You give up 10 to half for him. I mean,
well,
that's
huge.
Yeah.
Well, and we held him under his average at 30.
Yeah, 35. Yeah, he's averaged at 35.
So,
and there's certainly a scoring we held him down.
Yeah, overall, that was their lowest scoring output of the year. And we did it. I mean, they played their starters the whole game, and we just got to find some more offense. That's what Devin and I were talking about after the game. And you can't win very many games scoring in the 40s.
Really, the seven last points of the second quarter and the next 7 points in the third quarter, there's 14 points right there. And then it was even, but those two minutes in the, because they went from a 7 point lead to a 14 or 16 point lead in the third quarter.
Third, right.
Yeah, and then
earlier in the second, we'd actually been right there with him, even ahead.
Till 2 minutes to go, and then he got loose for 7.
But really what that is that's just, you know, our weakness offensively doesn't give us a margin of error. Because teams are going to make some shots at some point, right? Except for us. So girls tonight playing against Brookings Harbor. This is a team that they beat by 2 points in the state tournament last year, but different teams. They had 4 or 5 seniors last year that aren't here this year. We had Ellie playing last year and dropping 30 points or whatever on them, whatever. She had 20-something, right?
Yeah, once
you
got
her. 38, she had like 27 points in that game. And that was also the game she blew out her ACL.
Middle of third quarter.
Third quarter, yeah.
Yeah, we were up by 20.
And then our girls struggled the rest of the way with only one ball handler, Maya, at that point. They were able to pressure us quite a bit.
Yeah, we didn't have any of these freshman girls.
And so,
yeah, obviously.
So different team this year for the Warriors. Obviously, by adding Alyssa McMullen and Adie and Eliza Nisley, it changes things quite a bit at the guards. And hopefully, Ellie will be back soon. I mentioned earlier, had a good conversation with her today in the weight room. She was doing her rehab, and I mean, she's pretty motivated. What are these?
Hello, we got everybody bought brand new sweatshirts at Burlington.
Huh? Yes. Amity boys are walking in. They all bought
NBA
generic sweatshirt. NBA sweatshirts. So.
Uh-oh. They're going to take up some court space down here.
You going to take a picture?
Trent didn't. He must not have money, or he didn't buy one.
He shouldn't be in the picture. They're pushing him out. So the girls getting ready to go here against the Brookings Harbor Bruins. The Bruins come into this with, they got about 4 seniors on their team. Just watching them warm up and things. They like to shoot the 3. And what we saw last year, they wanted to press last year. They just couldn't do it when Ellie was in the game.
No.
So we'll see if they try to pressure us this year and how that goes. I don't think they've got the team speed we do. And so I think that that's going to be a negative if they try to press. I think we're going to be able to find some breaking on that. They do have some size. They got a couple of 5'10 girls. I anticipate that they're going to, I guess I need to move my stuff here. I'm just getting moved out of the way.
Yeah. We put it here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, they look like, which team do they look like? They look like, They look a little bit like Klatskanai, maybe a little bit like,
I mean,
Corbett. They're kind of big and slow. I mean, they're tall.
They've got 2 5'10" girls and maybe a couple of 5'8".
But I don't see any,
I haven't seen any dynamic looking shooting or ball handling out there. So, we'll see. I mean, that's as is almost always the case with girls basketball, it comes down to whether or not whichever team takes better care of the ball and is able to force the other team into turnovers, then that tends to be the real decisive factor more often than not. When we played Sutherland and beat Sutherland, it was, we were able to force a lot of turnovers in that game, and a lot of tough shots, and we were able to get out and run a little bit on them and turn some steals into fast breaks going the other way.
And we got into the little guard enough to get her a little bit out of her character.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Got her into some foul trouble. When she went out, that's when we really, that we were ahead, that's when we exploded on him.
We also got the coach out of his character.
That was fun, wasn't it? We got about a little over a minute to go here before this game gets underway. And the Bruins in their road uniforms, they're wearing a navy blue, really midnight blue, with gold stripes and white letters and numbers, and the Warrior girls in their white home uniforms with royal trim and numbers on them. Got a chance to talk a little golf with John Imlaw, who's here at the game tonight. Good Amity crowd on hand tonight. And as always, Amity travels pretty well, and tonight's no exception here in Salem. Warriors, of course, coached by Jed McMullen, I think in his third year now, is that right? I think it was third year. Assisted by Tim Harzma and Amanda Grove and Carl McShane. Here come the last two. I can't believe they found that many of the same sweatshirt.
Well, they went to Burlington, so I heard.
I can't believe they found that many of the same sweatshirt. Even at Burlington, that's, what, 12, 11 of the same sweatshirt there?
Yeah. So. The only guy I saw that didn't have one was Trent.
Yeah. All right, we are ready to go. Starting lineup for the Warriors will be Kendall, Harzma, Grove, Nisely, and for Brookings Harbor, they've all got these ponytails blocking their numbers. So I see number 15, who is Marissa Scott. Jumping center is that 34, Aaliyah Murrow.
Oh, we got 80. We got a timekeeper. We got 80 minutes there.
Oh, it's going to be a rough game. Number 11, that's Zoe Carlson.
Did you give me recognition about how quickly I got the clock right when they wanted?
It was amazing. I did.
0.3 seconds.
Also, Rocket Merrington. Warriors win the tap. Maya Harzma brings it up the floor. You can hear the Warrior boys in the background being nice and loud. Maya gets in deep, kicks it left corner. 80 nicely, a little short. Rebound by Scott. Scott gets it into the hands of Merrington. Merrington working against 80. Throws it long cross court. And we're going to have a foul and a bucket by Ashton Schofield as they break the pressure pretty easily there with a diagonal pass.
Grove got a foul already.
So we'll have to track that. Can you track track who's got the foul there?
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be on the board in this little gym.
Well, there's one up there, but whether they rent it or not, we don't know.
Nah, I don't see it happening. So Schofield, I remember Schofield from last year.
One of their best players.
Yep. So it's 3-0 early. Grove with it, swings it to Harzma. Loses but recovers. They try to trap her. She gets it to Eliza Nisely. Eliza with a drive and a foul called on Merrington. So they're calling it tight. That was just a little bump by Merrington. So she's got one as well as Grove.
Which number was that?
12,
okay.
Get it in the corner to 80. Back to Eliza on the baseline. Reverse lay-in up and no good. Ball loose inside and Merrington comes out of there with it. Crosses over, works her way up the middle of the floor. Senior guard kicks it out to Carlson, drives baseline. She kicks it to the perimeter. There's a drive and an off-balance, but a travel called on Scott. Pretty aggressive, though, in the half court, attacking the rim. Harzma with it, a minute gone, 3-0, Brookings Harbor. Harzma to Kendall, high post.
Lay-in.
Sarah Lynn Grove misses the left-hand lay-in. 80 puts it up. She misses, and the rebound to Schofield. Whoa, point-blank left-hand lay-in for Sarah Lynn Grove. Warriors with a little pressure here. They get it to Merrington. Throws it ahead to Murrow. Murrow lost it. Ended up in Schofield's hand. Left-hand lay-in, no good. Grove with the rebound. Eliza ahead to 80. 80 takes it in and scores. Eliza to 80 for the basket. It's 3-2 Brookings Harbor. Here comes the pressure. Knocked away by Kendall. And 80 Nisley will get her second bucket just like that. Great defense there by Kylie Kendall playing the middle on that zone. 1-3-1 zone. They trap. They get it back to Schofield, who gets it across half court. Over to Merrington. Merrington looking for some help here. Swings it. Oh, stolen by Harzma. Throws it ahead to 80 Nisley with the right hand. Up and in. Just like that. 80's got 6 points. And the Warriors defense starting to show its mettle here early. This 1-3-1 zone with 80 on the front. Merrington gets past Eliza. Dumps it down low. They skip it. Carlson for three. No good. Sarah Lynn with a rebound. They're looking to run. Maya crosses over, trying to go cross court, knocked away from her. No foul called there. Pulled down by Murrow. Murrow gets it into the hands of Carlson. Carlson ahead to Merrington. Merrington backs it out to the three-point line. Skip pass over to Schofield. Schofield on the left wing. Back over to Merrington. Fakes the three. Drives. Jumps into Sarah Lynn. No call. Should have been an offensive foul. And then ball knocked away, and Sarah Lynn ends up with it in the corner. Dangerous pass. Threw it away. Jed talking to her, just settle down. You had time there. So it's going to be Brookings Harbor ball. So we got some subs here. Into the game, number 20, Bauer. And what's this? Number 3, Babb. Babb with the ball. Back in the corner to Merrington. Babb on the left wing. Knocked away and stolen by 80. 80 looking ahead. Tries to dump it down to Eliza, knocked out of bounds by Schofield. Schofield, 5'10", hard to get that ball over her like that. 6-3 Warriors, 5:04 left to go first quarter. They've scored six straight. Harzma inbound right side of the key along the baseline. Skip it over. Kendall had a look at a three, didn't take it. Eliza with the drive, gets in deep, dumps it down.
Oh, nice.
Harzma, short jumper, should have used the backboard. Eliza with the rebound, scoops it up, misses that one, and the ball inside. Sarah Lynn Grove with it. She'll back it out to Kendall. Kendall on top, 80, swings it to Harzma. Harzma with the drive, gets in deep, blocked out of bounds by Schofield, but a good attack by Maya. Warriors basketball on the baseline, left side of the key. Harzmel trigger it in, gets it to Sarah Lynn at the high post. Sarah Lynn knocked away from her, and a jump ball. That'll go to Brookings Harbor.
Turnover.
Yeah, it's a zone defense. Pretty hard to put the ball on the floor at the foul line and drive it, Ron. I don't know if you've heard me say that or not before. It's a mistake that posts make all the time. They think they've got a lane to drive, and it just closes down on them when they put the ball on the floor. Schofield bringing it up against the pressure. Gets it on the right wing to Bauer. Down in the corner, Merrington drives baseline. Off the foot of Murrow and out of bounds. Good defense by the Warriors.
The pace of the game is going to get to them. They can't handle this kind of pressure.
Scott and Carlson back in. They're going to give Murrow and Merrington a break. So your point guard's out now. Schofield will have to handle the ball more for him. Little token man pressure here by the Bruins. 80 with it. Gets it down low to Kendall. Kendall, nothing there. Back out. On top, Liza swings it to 80.
Oh,
inside, Sarah Lynn blocked and fouled. That looked like a pretty good block, Ron.
That was a nice check.
I think Schofield had all ball on that, but Sarah Lynn, aggressive, going to get the call. They're not even putting team fouls up there, Ron. Is that two on them?
That's two on them, one on us.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Sarah Lynn to the line. Two shots. Buries the first one. Her first point of the game. Nisley's got the other six. 80 does. One more for the sophomore. Little long on that one. Ball tipped. 80 Nisley puts it up and in. I think Kendall knocked that away.
Kendall.
Yeah, and
yeah.
80 right on the spot. Gets it back. She's got 8 in the first quarter. Schofield stripped, gets it back. Oh, gets it ahead. They swing it cross court. Now back to Schofield for three, hits it. I remember her doing that to us down at Coos Bay or North Bend. She buried a couple of threes. Push ahead to Kendall, down to the right corner, back out to Grove, swings it. There's a three from Harzma, a little strong, gets it back, gets in deep, skips through, gets
fouled.
Tripped.
Oh.
I'm going to say it was blocked. It wasn't. She lost it out of bounds. If there was no foul, that should be Bruins' ball, but there should have been a tripping foul in there. Kendall out and McMullen in. So with Alyssa in, Warriors get a little smaller, but better shooting. Oh, bad pass in over Sarah Lynn's hands. Picked up by Babb. She takes it in. Might have traveled. There's a block inside. They get the rebound inside, and then Carlson gets the lay-in. So it's a 9-8 Warriors lead. 80 going the other way. Leaves it for Eliza for three from the right wing. Oh, short on that one. Alyssa with the rebound underneath on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Eliza. That shot looked good, just a little short. Alyssa in the left corner. Back out. They swing it to 80. Now to Harzma. Harzma starts to drive. Cut off there. Gets the ball back out to 80. Or to Eliza. Eliza skips in the corner to Alyssa. Alyssa, nobody to go to, finally gets it back to Eliza. High post, Sarah Lynn, not a good pass, over to 80 now, back to Sarah Lynn. Sarah Lynn drives, pulls nice. Up at the elbow, banks it, no good, ball inside, 80 going inside on Scott, who's got about 5 inches on her and ties her up on that rebound. Warriors ball on the alternating possession, 2:46 left to go first quarter, 9-8 Warriors on top. They were up 9-4.
Yep.
Harzmel inbound right side of the key along the baseline. Warriors box it up, screen away. They find Eliza on the cut, lays it in. As you heard Ron say before it happened.
Sorry.
I won't tell you until it actually happens, folks. Ron will tell you what he thinks is going to happen. Warriors knock it out of bounds.
Harzmel
with a
great cut.
It was a very nice cut, wasn't it? She screened away and then cut diagonally down the key. I love that play. And she waited. That was the nice thing. She gave it a pause. Wasn't in too much of a hurry.
And she put it up between the two taller girls.
Out on top, Carlson throws it to a cutting Scott. Sarah Lynn got to be careful there. Back out to Carlson for three. Missed that one. 80 Nisley with the rebound in traffic. 80 pushes ahead to McMullen in the corner. Eliza. Oh, a no-look pass. And it was picked off by Scott. She tried to force that down into that right post. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Pass ahead, knocked away. Ends up in Murrow's hands. She drives. Cut off by McMullen with scrambling defense. Out to Merrington. Jumps into McMullen and draws the blocking foul. They are aggressive in the half court, attacking the rim and kicking. So they're testing our defense a little bit. But I think overall, Jed's got to like what he sees. Working the official right now.
Because... Maya went into the key and just got hammered. She really threw it out of bounds, but they gave the ball back to us.
Jed's still working this official.
You could work these guys.
Rockette Merrington with her first free throw. It's 11-9. She'll have one more. 2:02 left to go first quarter. Exciting first quarter of action. She hits them both. We've got a 1-point Warrior lead. Eliza up the middle of the floor, hooks a pass to Sarah Lynn, steps through, and lays it up and in. What a pass. Great catch by Sarah Lynn and the basket. She's got three. There's a pass knocked away, stole by Sarah Lynn. Feeds 80 off her leg, couldn't handle it. Scott with a steal. Over to Carlson. Carlson splits the defense of the Nisleys. Now to Scott. Scott cross court over the head and out of bounds intended for Bruce into the game. Here comes Kendall back in. She'll replace Sarah Lynn. Sarah Lynn with some great defense last couple times down the floor and a very nice catch and finish.
Timeout, 30.
30-second timeout, minute 35 left to go first quarter. 13-10 Warriors. We'll be right back.
Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber from Salem Academy High School in their auxiliary gym.
Ask them if they won.
Hold on a second. How did you guys do today? Who'd you play?
De La Salle. De La Salle.
Played De La Salle. Nice. You were paying attention. That's good. So Sutherland got the win today over De La Salle North Catholic girls. Warriors with the ball. A minute and a half to go. They push it ahead to Maya. Maya in the corner. Alyssa fakes, drives baseline, pulls up, misses that jumper off her hand. She gets it back, saves it to 80. 80 steps through, swings it to Kendall. Back out to Maya. They reset. 80 on the left wing. 80 in the corner. Alyssa with the jumper. Oh. Buries it for three.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Not afraid to shoot, man.
No, and they just went right back during that corner. 16-10 Warriors. It's a pass ahead. There's a travel, and he got it. Nice job by the trail official. She, that was, Scott jumping up to catch that ball. And as she did, or not Scott, it was, number 11, Carlson. And it just kind of stayed on her fingers too long. Didn't get it down for the dribble before she took a third step.
Ooh.
Kendall down low on the right side. Eliza feeding 80 on the cut, lays it in, and she's fouled. 1-5-3 kid to another on the cut, right in the middle of traffic. And 80 Nisley with 10 points in the first quarter, Ron.
Oh, man, who got the foul? Dang it. Was it 44?
I don't know.
I'll check at halftime.
Yeah, we'll have to.
They did get another foul here. They have three, according to
Yeah, they've
to
got that at least now.
Yeah.
Three team fouls on the Bruins, two on the Warriors, 80 to the line. Already 10 points in the game. Now 11. She rattles that one and gets it to drop, Ron. Warriors, biggest lead of the game, 9 points, 19-10. Schofield ahead to Carlson, traveled again to Bruce. Stolen away by McMullen. I think Kendall got a hand on that pass. McMullen came up with a steal. McMullen pushes across half court, guarded tightly by Bruce, gives it up to 80, on top, Harzma, back to 80, in the corner, McMullen fakes, back out, 30 seconds to go, and there's a blocking foul, this one's gonna be on Carlson, number 11. Fourth team foul on the Bruins, 30 seconds to go, first quarter.
19-point first quarter, man.
It's not over yet, Ron.
Nope. We're gonna make one here.
Eliza. They swing it in the corner to Alyssa. Fakes. Low.
Oh.
Kendall. Back out to McMullen. And Harzma traveled. She wanted to swing it to Eliza. Eliza wasn't open. She drugged that pivot foot. Tim says, hey, pump fake and go on that. You had the pump fake. Carlson with the ball. Walks it across half court. Swings it up to Bruce. Off her hands. And out of bounds. Warriors basketball. 16 seconds to go.
Not very
here
strong
in the first quarter. 19-10 Warriors.
They can't go very deep on that bench.
Harzma ahead to McMullen in the corner. 80 looks at the three. Doesn't need it with 10 seconds. Down to McMullen. She works her way out to the corner. Knocked around out there. Feeds Harzma. Harzma's
foul.
With 3 seconds to go. We don't have any tenths in here, so it's three and we don't know how much. Somewhere between 3 and 4 seconds. 19-10 Warriors with the lead. Alyssa, no, 80's gonna inbound this. Warriors box it up.
Gonna get the ball to Alyssa, I would assume.
Boom. Out to Alyssa. She gotta shoot it, Alyssa! Oh, she didn't know how much time was on the clock. She had the wide open three from that left angle and she was trying to run the next leg of the play. Gotta be aware of that clock. End of the first quarter. Warriors up 19-10 on KLYC. We'll be right back.
DNA Physical Therapy and Athletics is located at 516 South Trade Street in Amity. At DNA, our doctor of physical therapy has extensive experience training and treating athletes. We never use aids or assistants, so you will spend your appointment one-on-one with your PT. If you need to work on your game or have an injury you need to work through, call DNA at 971-708-6113. And let them unleash your dynamic, natural athlete.
Leffen Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber from the Auxiliary Gym at Salem Academy High School on day one of the three-day Crusader Tournament. Boys lost by 12 earlier to Gold Beach. Girls with a 9-point lead after one quarter, 19-10 versus Brookings Harbor. 80 Nisley leading the way with 11 points in that first quarter. Excellent. Some great passing all around by the Warriors in that first quarter. On the court.
They have 10 turnovers in the first quarter.
I think they're going to get more this quarter.
I think they are trying to get the score right.
I think the score is right.
Well, between the two books, they're comparing books right now. Fouls and score. And yeah. See, they're the home team, so that book's the most important.
Are they?
Yeah, we're white. Well,
White should be home. So Jen and Jen's a
yeah,
good,
it's up there.
Yeah,
that way.
Jen's a good bookkeeper too.
But I think their scorekeeper's messed up.
Well, their scorekeeper's on the bench, and so I think their coach was questioning something. But that's the score we have all the way through. We've tracked it all the way.
That's what I got. Does my scorebook count?
Huh. Mine should count. I'm not wrong very often.
Uh-oh. Somebody's...
Illegal substitution? Is somebody not in the book? That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
That's what this whole discussion was about. They have somebody who wasn't in the book.
Number three came into the game. She wasn't
Well, she was in the game earlier.
Okay, then.
But they missed it. They must have caught it and talked about it at the quarter. McMullen at the line hits the first free throw. It's a technical foul when you play... When you don't have somebody in the book, it's funny because she's on their roster, but she's not in the book.
Well, whoever.
Somebody messed up.
Yep.
McMullen hits a pair of free throws. So free points for the Warriors. Gotta love that.
The Warrior free throw shooting.
And now they get the ball.
Today.
And now they get the ball.
Yeah, it was our, yeah.
Was it gonna, I don't know.
Wait a minute.
It must have been our ball anyway.
I don't, the arrow.
All right, Warriors basketball to start the second quarter, up 11 now. So those points go on the first quarter total, Ron.
Yeah, I guess.
So nice bounce pass inside to Sharp, trying to come up with it. Ball knocked away, and we're going to get three in the key. She did lose possession of it in there, but she needed to get that shot up immediately and could not handle the pass cleanly. It was a good pass. Little low, but good effort getting it in there. Warriors bring it up on defense now. Carlson swings it to Babb in the corner. Babb, against this pressure, puts it on the floor, knocked away, and McMullen with a steal. You can tell she did not want to dribble that ball.
The Warriors had switched to a 1-3-1 trap, no press.
McMullen in the corner, 80, swings it to Eliza, popping out for three.
Nope.
No good. Inside, Eliza, or 80, knocks it away. Babb comes out of there with it. Carlson walks it up the floor, gives it up to Schofield, the center, trying to work her way past AD, knocked away, stolen. Grove ahead to Eliza. She will take this one in for the bucket. Eliza Nisley with her second basket, 4 points in the game, 23-10 Warriors.
Sutherland's enjoying.
I think they are. There's a cross-court pass down low. They kick it back out to Schofield at the elbow, traveled, took an extra step. Bruce on top, knocked away, and over and back. Carlson was trying to walk that tightrope, and her heel came down on that midline.
Yeah, we tapped it, so she could have gone back and got it.
Yeah, but she took a dribble.
That's true.
Instead of, she was worried about 80 getting it, which 80 would have. She's a little skip pass over to 80 on the right side. Tries to go inside, can't get it to Scharf. Instead, on top, Grove. Eliza with it, swings it to the corner. Alyssa. Back out to Eliza, drives, gets in deep, scoops it up, came up a little short, Schofield with the rebound. She fell, lost the ball, Babb comes out of there with it. Scharf made life a little difficult on Schofield in there. Carlson to Bruce, knocked away as she tries to throw it to the corner. McMullen anticipating that pass and knocking it out of bounds.
They are not attacked in this 1-3-1 right at all, and I don't think they have a clue. Here comes
mass substitutions in for them. They got three in, three out into the game. Bauer with a knee brace on that right leg. Merrington and Murrah in the game. They go out in the corner to Bauer, back to Merrington, or to Carlson, excuse me. Carlson with it. Thought about the three, can't do anything with it. Now drives. Gets in deep all the way to the basket and scores. No help defense. That was Carlson with her second basket. She's got four now. Bounce pass to Sharp.
She's fouled.
Fouled, yep. Murrah going to get the call down low. Couldn't catch it cleanly again. Great pass by Eliza off the drive, but it's a little low. That pass comes in and doesn't kick up much above the knees. Hey, you see Devin got the NBA coaches one there. Yeah. He matches, but with offsetting colors.
Man.
Sharp misses the first free throw. So boys doing a little team bonding today, buying NBA, generic NBA sweatshirts at Burlington Coat Factory, we think. Second one good by Scharf. Her first point of the game. Warriors up 24-12. 5:48 left to go, second quarter. Carlson running the point still. Swings it to Merrington on the left angle. Yeah. Back to on top. Yep. Knocked away. She gets it back. Merrington fires one inside. Knocked away. Bruce gets it. And Eliza with a steal. She saw that passing lane and closed it up. Throws it ahead to 80. Lays it up a little strong, but it goes in. Almost missed that one. She's got 13 in the game.
Those girls are athletes. I mean, she.
Well, you saw 80 take off as soon as Eliza got the steal.
Yeah.
They pay attention, and they know there's points to be had if you run the floor immediately. Sarah Lynn Grove gets a cheap foul, trying to come all the way from the midline, all the way out to the corner and get the ball knocked away.
She's just too slow getting there.
Well, and part of the problem is when you take the angle close to the body, if you don't get the steal, you get the body. She's got to be just a little higher, about a foot higher up, and if she misses it, at least she won't get the shoulder of the opposing player. Bauer back out just like that. They don't like having her in the game, apparently. Merrington to Carlson. On top, Schofield. In the corner, off the hands of number 22, Palmerin, and out of bounds.
This is going to be a record turnover.
If Palmerin touches the ball, we're going to take it from her.
Oh.
You can see that right away. 5 minutes ago, first half. McMullen trying to set something up here on top. They go back to McMullen, down low. Eliza finds the cutter, Scharf, and she's fouled, going to the basket. It's going to be on Merrington, her number 12, I think. Yep.
12.
That's their 7th team foul, Ron, so we're shooting free, no, 8th team foul. We're shooting free throws the rest of the way. And Scharf will get 2 right now. She's 1-for-2 from the line, and now she's 2-for-3. She bounces that off the front of the rim and gets it to drop in. One more for the senior national anthem soloist of the year at Amity. Buries them both. Little arch on that one goes a long way. She and I talked about that after the last game at home. Her flat free throws were killing her. She knows it. She's got to focus on that arch. Down low, they get the ball underneath. Warriors trap. Carlson kicks it out to Merrington for 3. No good. McMullen with the rebound to 80. To Eliza. Eliza pushes hard, gets a little screen, little floater, knocks it in. Little right hand running floater. Almost a baby hook there. She's got 6. Great screen from 80 for Eliza to score. 30-12 Warriors. Ball knocked away, stolen by Harsman. She needs to look up. She's got Eliza, or 80, can't get it to her. Bounce past, tried to go to Eliza on the right side and split the difference between the two twins.
She missed the first open.
Yeah, she was looking down and then looked up. It was too late. They don't miss very many of those. Coming up on the 4-minute mark to go, second quarter. There's a horrible decision of a pass by Merrington. She just whips that thing over the head of the tall scroll on the floor by about 6 feet. Back into the game, number 15, Scott, and number 3, Bab. They still have Palmerin on the floor. Boy, the Warriors need to exploit that. Down in the corner, Eliza. Get inside, not there. 80 swings it. Harsma on top. McMullen. Back to 80. Bad pass, knocked away by Merrington out of bounds. She telegraphed that one. Almost trying too hard to get the skip pass there, I think. 30-12, Warriors. Second quarter. In the corner, Eliza for 3. It looks good. It is! Eliza Nisely buries the first 3 of the game for her. She's got 9. 33-12. It's a long trip to get beat this bad. Uh-oh. And they throw the ball away, trying to get it to Bab on the pop out, and Merrington throws it behind her. And I think the frustration is evident. Bab and Palmerin out. Bruce and Bauer back in. Warriors up 33-12. Doesn't matter who they sub in. You see the frustration on some of these senior girls' faces. Down low, Kendall back out. Swing it. Eliza for 3 again. Buries another one. She's on fire, folks. She's got 2 in a row, and she's got 12 in the game. 36-12 Warriors. The barrage continues. Out in the corner, Schofield. Back out to Bruce. Swing pass. They go to the right corner. Scott has it. They double her. Skip pass. Eliza knocks it away. She'll take it in for an uncontested layup. She's got 14 in the game. And a timeout taken here as the Warriors extend their lead to 38-12 with 2:57 left to go in the first half.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want a shout out. Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 2:57 remaining in the first half. The Warrior girls with a 38-12 commanding lead over this Brookings Harbor team that they beat by two, 38-36 at State in the second round last year.
Brookings is missing a few people. We've added some speed.
Well, by missing a few, you mean from last year's team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're missing one, though, that's pretty important.
Yeah.
And that outside shooting is going to get a lot better when your 25-foot knockdown three-point shooter comes back. And your defense isn't going to get worse. Warriors back on defense. Merrington brings it up out there. Swings it to Bruce. Bruce dribbles left into the corner to Schofield. Cross court pass. Merrington drives, gets in deep, throws up a tough shot in traffic. Alyssa with the rebound. McMullen pushes up the left side. So deceptive in her quickness. Emily Rice into the game now for the Warriors. She's got it in the left corner.
Oh,
should have shot that.
That's her shot.
It is wide open. Eliza with the drive.
Oh,
kicks it.
What a good pass.
Sharp kicks it back out. Kendall swings it to McMullen in the
there
corner to Rice. Oh, she's not going to shoot the ball. It's right there, and then she throws it away. Twice she had wide open looks from three-point range. Going the other way, Merrington gets the basket. She's got four in the game. You've got to shoot the ball, Emily. That's your shot, kid. Alyssa with it to Eliza. Eliza on the right wing, back on top to Alyssa, to Emily. Emily fouls. She'll go to the line to shoot. One and one. She's a good free throw shooter. She's a good shooter, period. Can't believe she passed up those two from the corner. Just hasn't been playing much and not confident in that shot right now. But that's why she's in there, to shoot the ball.
I watched the JV game last week because I was keeping the score, but she hit two or three threes, but she's a little weak ball handling. And
ball misses off the back of the rim on that one.
The game's just too fast for her. Next level.
Now she can't play tentative. She's just got to play with more aggressiveness and confidence out there. Schofield skips it back out on top. Three-point shot missed by Carlson. Rebound. Merrington blocked inside. Schofield lays it up. She misses, gets it back, and scores. No rebounding by the Warriors in there. Schofield, their leading scorer now with 8 points, half of their 16. 38-16 Warriors. Eliza skips it. McMullen in the corner.
Boom.
Kendall for three. No good.
Oh,
rebound. Eliza comes out of there with it. There were two blue jerseys, but Eliza got it. Emily steps through. Awkward shot. No good. Thought she got fouled. Rebound. Merrington loses it out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Rice out and Wilson in. Kylie, a freshman. About 5'7". Something like that. 5'6".
She's had stellar performances in the JV.
She really has. Played well.
Good shooter.
McMullen goes to Wilson in the left corner. Wilson back to McMullen on the baseline. Out to 80 for three. Short on that one. Ball loose, and Wilson gets a jump ball right there, tying it up with a girl 4 inches taller than her. It'll be Bruins basketball.
She can rebound too. She's uncanny about getting rebounds.
Yeah, she goes after all of them. She works hard. 1-3-1 so for the Warriors. 45 seconds to go, first half. Bruce to Merrington. Back to Bruce, swings it left. Carlson over to Merrington. One of the three, good closeout by Eliza. They swing it for a three for Carlson, and she buries it. She's got seven in the game. 38-19. Warriors now just up by a 2-1 ratio. Alyssa over to Kendall, back to Alyssa, swings it to Eliza Nisley. Down low, Wilson finds the cutter, Sharp, lays it up, misses, gets it back, lays it up, and misses again! Oh, Megan. Great cut, great pass from Kylie Wilson. Everything except the finish there.
Don't give it away.
Carlson drives, loses it. They kick it right side, Merrington for three, no good. So after two, the Warriors, they were up 19-10 after one. They're up 38-19 after two quarters. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber, 5 minutes to go at halftime here from Salem Academy High School. We're in the little gym. First half, excellent first half for the Warriors, up 38-19 over the Brookings Harbor Bruins. Warriors led by the Nisley twins. 80 in the first quarter, just dominated, had 11 points in the first quarter. Eliza took over in the second quarter, and at halftime, 80 with 13, Eliza with 14. Alyssa has 5. So those are all freshmen, folks.
So the Nisleys probably got the reciprocity assist to one another, because almost every one of the passes to the sister was turned into a basket.
It seemed like it, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Plus they rebound. My goodness.
Oh, they're just tenacious, aren't they? For being 5'3", I'm going to go 5'3". I don't know how tall they are, but it's not any more than that, I don't think.
No.
They're quick. They get off the floor well. They time their jumps well. And they're just, they'll tip a ball, and then chase the ball down. They just don't give up on the play. And then they turn around and bust their tail down to the other end and play defense.
So anybody that was around in the 90s, their dad played for Western Mennonite then.
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly the way he played.
He still plays that way.
He's very short.
Yeah, he's about 5'8".
Yeah, but quick, tenacious.
Ryan Nisley is who Ron is talking about. There's the future of Amity basketball out there shooting right now.
Beat you to a pulp and then pick you up off the ground and say, good game. You know, I mean, he's just great.
Well, I've played a lot of pickleball with Ryan over the last few years, and yeah, just even now, hyper-competitive, never gives up on a play. He's quicker than all get out. When he and my son-in-law play together, he and Bradley are the it's fun to watch them because they will both lay out for a ball, be right back up on their feet, run back, cover a ball on the other side of the floor, and I mean, just incredible athleticism. And yeah, Ryan is just an older version of my son-in-law. So, well, a great first half for the Warriors. Jed took his foot off the gas a little bit, got some playing time for basically everybody, I think, except Liliana was in the game there in that first half. And she, you know, she wasn't wearing the same warm-up as everybody else in warm-ups, and so I don't know if she's under the weather a little bit. We'll see if she plays in the second half.
She's had some good JV action.
Yeah, she's coming long right along.
Arms,
yep.
And
a good
defense.
Athlete.
Yeah.
She runs hard. She's pretty quick. Covers a lot of floor. And yeah, just hard worker. So we've got a couple minutes left before the start of the third quarter. There's really not much else to say. The Warriors defensively just dominating the guard play. They're out rebounding them. They're out, you know, fewer turnovers. They have 20 turnovers. We have 9. So that 2-1 margin is basically the same as the score, 38-19. So,
yeah,
the question is, does Brookings Harbor coach have anything to say that makes her girls come out and play like they have a chance in the third quarter? Ron says it's not possible.
No.
There's nothing you can say. So we'll see.
If the Nisleys don't play the whole second half.
Maybe they'll all, here's what she says. Maybe they'll all get food poisoning at halftime. We'll have a chance.
But you can see that their big girls were going to have trouble with our speed.
I'm going to go to a commercial break here real quick and answer a question for a fan from where was it? Adventist, right? Rogue River.
Rogue Valley Adventist. Rogue Valley Adventist.
We'll be right back with the start of the third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready to start the third quarter here. Amity leading Brookings Harbor, 38-19. Brookings Harbor, 3A school that we played in the state tournament last year in the second round.
I didn't check on the fouls, but we've only got three fouls. And
I think Sarah Lynn has two.
Two, yep.
She's the only player I think that we
got
have two.
One.
Yep. Well, Eliza staying out of foul trouble is huge.
Yes.
That's been a problem in recent games.
She's been a step quicker. She was sick for 2 weeks.
She was.
Those two can, boy, they can jump in the air and make things happen.
All right. So Warriors with their starters on the floor. Kendall, Grove, Nisley, and Harzma. 80 with it. Works right to Maya. Back to 80. Skips it over to Kendall. Left corner. Eliza fakes the three. Back out to Kendall on the left wing. Swings it over to Harzma. Right angle now. Harzma on top. 80. Or Eliza drives, scoops, came up a little short. A nice job, Sarah Lynn. Back out. Kendall for three. Off balance. Bangs it off the glass. Rebounds loose, tipped. Oh, and Schofield knocks 80 to the ground with an arm. 80 right back up and after it defensively. Schofield with that rebound. Give it up. Carlson looking for the cut. And Harzma diving down from the right wing. Knocks that diagonal pass away before it can get to Schofield. Schofield was open briefly. Merrington throws it out on top. Murrah over to Carlson for three. They can shoot it. Misses that. Rebound inside. That's Schofield with the putback. She went right over the top of Eliza to grab that rebound. Put it up and in. She's got 10 in the game and she'll go to the free throw line.
About 5'10", 5'11", yep. Over to 5'3".
Even though Eliza had the positioning.
Grabbed it right out of her.
Yeah, that's where you really have to time your jump to go up and get that and draw that contact. Schofield makes the free throw. She's 2 out of 2 from the foul line. It's 38-22. Eliza ahead to Kendall. Back out to Eliza. Hooks a pass to Sarah Lynn. Draws contact on Schofield. That's her second at least. Yeah. Might be her third.
I have her for two for sure.
Good quick move with the left hand by Sarah Lynn. Tim having a conversation with Eliza. Sarah Lynn Grove makes the first one. She's got 4 points in the game. First point of this half. One more coming for the sophomore post. More of a forward, really. Gets them both. So she is 3 out of 4 from the foul line tonight and has 5 points. Warriors with their 1-2-2, 1-3-1 pressure. There's ball knocked away. Kendall, and it's a jump ball.
Dang it.
Job by Kendall to get her hand on that. Alternating possession goes back to the Bruins. Close to a turnover there. Schofield. Inbounds to Merrington. Merrington. Carlson tries to go back door. Stolen by Harzma. Harzma head to 80 on the right side. Bounce pass ahead to 80 from Eliza. Knocked away. Ball's loose inside. And jump ball. Warriors basketball. That was a great pass from 80 to Eliza.
Yeah.
Just couldn't quite finish inside. Just that running the floor so fast. So much pressure. Warriors with it. Eliza thought about the three. Now she drives. Hooks a shot up. Trying to draw that foul on Schofield.
Not a good shot.
She thought she was going to get contact. Didn't get it. And it looked just awkward. There's a ball knocked away by Kendall. And 80 will take it in. And miss! Oh, my goodness. Kendall with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Kylie Kendall.
Underneath the hoop.
Whoa, that was a tough angle. I don't think she was expecting a missed shot there. Merrington ahead to Carlson. There's another ball knocked away. They get back to it. Harzma with her third. She's got one steal and two deflections here in this quarter when they try that pass. Three-pointer out top. Misses. Grove ahead to Harzma. Harzma to Kendall on the left wing. Back to Harzma. Feeds Grove. Grove up. Oh, blocked, I guess. Ball knocked away. Look at 80 fight, and she's going to draw the foul on Merrington. Wow. Great hustle by 80. She just would not give up on that ball, Ron. So much hustle.
I got three on number 12.
Mura out, Bab in. Right corner, 80 for three. Boom. Good! 80 Nisley takes the inbound, buries the three. She's got 16 in the game. There's another steal by Kendall. If she can get to it, she can't quite. Merrington comes up with it. To Schofield, across to Carlson. Carlson picks it up. They double her. Get it to Schofield. Now Bab with it. That's who I would double. Bab over to Carlson. They swing it.
Oh,
there's another couple travels in there. Off the hands of Bab. On the side, they double her. She wasn't expecting that. And she has nowhere to go. And jump
that
ball.
That girl stepped out of bounds.
5 second call.
Yeah. The girl came out of bounds. So you
trying to help her? You are no help if you're standing out of bounds touching the ball. 45-22, Warriors, 5:26 to go, third quarter, and they've got the ball on the 5 second call. Good trap there. 80 to Eliza. Eliza, back to 80 on the cut. Sarah Lynn gets it. Oh, throws it away. No. Harzma chases it down. Feeds Grove. Grove, trying to go back door. They're really trying to work that angle on the back door. That one was kicked out of bounds. Warrior ball, right side of the key along the baseline. Harzma. Oh, we got two subs coming in. Mura and that is Bruce coming in with her. And they replace Scott and somebody else. Left corner, three for 80. No good. Inside Eliza. Missed the putback. Still battling, and it's off of Eliza. Out of bounds. How many rebounds does Eliza have in this game? She's got a few.
Three, four.
Nice. From a guard.
Offensive.
Gotta love it.
They're offensive boys.
They get it ahead to Mura. Traveled, got away with it, and laid it up and in. Mura, excuse me, her first basket of the game. 45-24, Warriors. 80. Oh, telegraph that one. Harzma back on defense. Merrington misses, and rebound 80. 80 hustling, gets it ahead to Kendall. Back to 80. Fires a pass underneath to Eliza. And she's fouled.
That's
at least three.
Three, maybe four.
The coach with her hands on her hips, not happy at all. I don't know if she's not happy with the official or with her players. With the official.
Yeah, official.
Coming out to have a conversation. 30-second timeout, I think. So, coach makes the long walk back to the bench after having a conversation at half court with the official. 4:33 remaining here in the third quarter. The Warriors up by 21, 45-24. 80. So that means they've outscored them this quarter 7-5 is all. Had a 19-point lead at halftime. But the Warriors clearly defensively are causing all kinds of problems still. They got the three-point play by Schofield early in the quarter, and then the press break to Mura when she traveled, Murrow. Warriors inbound, right back. Harzma blocked out of bounds by Schofield. That was a great play. Harzma lobbed it to Grove. Grove caught it in the air and fired it right back to Harzma underneath the basket, and the 5'11 Schofield checked it out of bounds. They lobbed to Grove.
Oh,
alley-oop.
Lob pass.
Couldn't get it to drop. Great play, though. Surprised him. Murrow picks up her dribble. Back out to Schofield to Bruce on the left wing. Skips it over. Merrington in the corner to Schofield. Harzma on her. They skip it over to Bruce. And it's kicked out of bounds by Eliza. They're just coming at you all the time, Ron. Into the game, Scott. Number 20 is Bauer, and somebody else came in. Scott, Bauer, and Carlson into the game. Bauer, recovering from an ACL injury suffered last soccer season. They skip it back over. Traveled. Gets it over to Bauer. Inside, knocked away. Ball's loose, and Grove with the steal. Ahead to Eliza. Eliza to 80-80. Lays it up and in. What a pass ahead. And 80 just outrunning everybody. She's got 18 in the game. 47-24 Warriors. Carlson throws ahead to Murrow. Murrow at the foul line. Knocked away and stolen. That was Harzma with the tip. Eliza ahead to 80. 80 puts the brakes on. Tries to go to Grove and off her hand a little hard and high. And she says, my bad. Into the game, Scharf and McMullen replace Kendall and Harzma. 47-24 Warriors. Carlson cross half court. Throws it cross court. Knocked away by Eliza. Pick it up. They throw it ahead to 80. 80 takes it in and is fouled. No call. Oh, my goodness. And Jed just beside himself. The girl just ripped down 80's left arm as she was going up.
She wouldn't have missed a shot that bad.
Well, she wouldn't have fallen to the floor sideways. Oh, my goodness. What a horrible missed call by the official. Those are the kind of misses that get kids hurt, though. Jed furious. Can't have that out there. Warriors putting some pressure on. Murrow with it at the left elbow. Goes to drive, taken away by 80, or by Eliza. Throws it ahead to 80. 80 takes it in and scores. She's got 20, Ron. I don't know what her career high is in high school, but it's getting close if we're not already there. Carlson with 2:33 to go. Throws it away down the right sideline, trying to get Bauer and threw it way over her head.
This will be the last these girls play. I'm sure you'll call off the... Well, here's coming right now.
Kylie coming in for 80. Eliza out also.
Yeah, that could be the end of the night.
I don't think we're deep enough. gotta have some guards to handle the ball.
But they're up by 25.
Well, they just won't press anymore. I think they'll still play. They'll try to get other kids involved. Makes it easier for those other kids when you've got a couple of varsity players out there. Left corner three by McMullen. Oh. Buries it. Alyssa McMullen drains another three-pointer. She's got 8 in the game. Her second three. First points of this half. There's a bounce pass. They get it to cross midcourt. Left angle. Kick it back over to Merrington on the right angle. In the corner, Bauer. Back out to Merrington. Merrington. Bruce. To Merrington on the right angle. Tries to go inside. Does so. There's a left-hand awkward hook. Missed there. Grove with the rebound. That was a missed shot by Scott. Grove brings it up herself. Puts the brakes on. Swings it. Left corner. McMullen. Probably fouled there. No call.
Boom.
Back to McMullen. Left corner. Down low. Wilson. Scoops up and draws the foul. And is that on Schofield?
Let's see.
It is.
44.
Is that 5 or 4? It's at least 4, Ron.
4 on my clipboard.
Okay. 1:34 left to go in the third quarter.
She's a pretty good shooter.
Wilson at the foul line. Little strong on that one. It's a good move, though, to draw contact on that. She had a nice little spin to the baseline. So Schofield and Bruce out into the game. Murrow and... I can't see the other number. Wilson, oh, missed the second one. Grove with the rebound up and in. What a play by Sarah Lynn. She's got 7 in the game. 54-24 Warriors, biggest lead of the game now. Scott fires a pass to the middle to Bauer. Back out to Murrow. Murrow at the left elbow. Bauer in the right corner, goes baseline. They trap her across to Scott. Scott, right-hand hook shot, no good. Grove battling, knocked away from her and out of bounds. Good hustle by Sarah Lynn. Rebounding inside. What was that noise, Ron?
That was me.
Just relaxing and chilling over there?
Yeah.
Bored? Are you bored, Ron? In the corner, Scharf. They skip it over to Grove. She'll take a 3 from the left angle. No good. Rebound, Harzma. Grove just needs to slide down behind there. She'd have a lay-in, I think. Harzma on the right angle. Swings it to McMullen on the left. Down in the corner, Grove. Looks inside, drives baseline, feeds Wilson. Back out to Scharf. McMullen for 3. No good. Rebound off of the Bruins and out of bounds. That went off of Scott. Warriors go a flat, low flat. Screen across inside the lane. Feed Grove knocked away and out of bounds by Scott. That didn't work very well. Bad angle there. I don't know what the second option would have been, though. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Harzma in the corner. Grove for 3, short by about 4 feet. Ball brought up by Merrington to Murrow. Back to Merrington. Knocked away. Ball's loose. Bauer gets it. Harzma had her hand on that one. They're handling a lot of passes tonight. And they throw it away as Garcia was cutting baseline. Murrow threw it behind her. Warriors ball with 17 seconds and a 30-point lead, 54-24. In the corner, Scharf, head fake, nobody there.
Oh, man.
And Grove trying to get it to Harzma. The pass got tipped, and then Harzma touched it. 8 seconds left to go, third quarter. Merrington has it, 7 seconds. Five, flings it over to Scott. They're not going to get this off. Oh, they did, but it's no good. After three, the Warriors with a commanding 54-24 lead, outscoring the Bruins 16-5 in that third quarter. We'll be right back on KLYC McMinnville.
Northwest Rapid Manufacturing is the premier provider of rapid manufactured prototypes and production parts. Through superior process control, operational excellence, and unmatched customer service, we are building a legacy business to serve thousands of customers for generations to come. Northwest Rapid Manufacturing, located in McMinnville, supplying quality 3D printed manufactured parts since 2008. Contact them at 503-434-8557. That's 503-434-8557.
DNA Physical Therapy and Athletics is located at 516 South Trade Street in Amity. At DNA, our doctor of physical therapy has extensive experience training and treating athletes. We never use aids or assistants, so you will spend your appointment one-on-one with your PT. If you need to work on your game or have an injury you need to work through, call DNA at 971-708-6113 and let them unleash your dynamic, natural athlete.
Wilson stays in.
Fourth quarter action here from Salem Academy Crusader Tournament here. Day one. Warrior Girls with a 54-24 lead. I think they'll play Country Christian tomorrow. The Cougars. Bruins with the ball. Brookings Harbor with a 30-point deficit to overcome here in 8 minutes. They try to get it inside. Murrow loses it, and McMullen chases it down.
Really nice defense.
Yep.
Wilson.
Good man-to-man defense by the Warriors. Harzman and McMullen back to Maya. Swings it to the left corner. Scharf fakes the three. I'm not even sure why you have Scharf pop out. She's never going to shoot the three, but she will step in and take the 12-footer. A little strong. Harzma chases down another rebound. Out to McMullen. On top, Grove. Drives to the elbow, pulls up, and almost got the roll. Harzma with another rebound. Two in a row on the offensive end for Maya. How many boards does she have tonight, Ron?
Four.
That ball off of the foot of Babb and out of bounds. Warrior ball. Have to bring it the length of the floor. How many do you have? Only four?
Yeah,
man.
Harzman has three offensive and one defense.
Okay. You always remember offensive rebounds more because it resets the possession.
Especially when you're a midget.
She's only about 5'3", and she is a good little athlete. When Ron says midget, he means that affectionately.
Yep.
We don't have a lot of height, but, man, we've got a lot of quickness. There's a nice cut by Harzma. Lost it. Trying to cut back under Murrow's arm after the good pass from Grove. Schofield back in with her four fouls. And the clock's running because it's a 30-point lead. So this will be a quick fourth quarter, Ron. We may not get to 100. 54-24 Warriors. There's a drive by Merrington. Loses it. Steal by Wilson. Wilson gets it to McMullen. McMullen up the right side. Got some subs coming in here. Liza coming back in a minute. They try to get the ball inside to Kylie, knocked away and stolen by the Bruins. Merrington with it, across the timeline, gives it to Schofield. Schofield wanted to take the three, good closeout by Scharf. And there's a travel by Palmerin. Liza in, gets a break for Maya. Might be it for Maya, 5:40 and it's a running clock. Gives Eliza some point guard duties, which... you need that. She needs some practice there. Grove steps in. Tries to fire it to Scharf. Too low. Too many low passes below the knees tonight. That's been the one passing weakness of the Warriors. Trying to force some passes and just not getting enough elevation on them. A running left-handed shot off the backboard by Carlson. She's got 9 in the game. Warriors have it with 5 minutes to go. Grove feeds Eliza, blocked, tipped out to McMullen, mid-range, knocks it down from 12 feet. McMullen with 10 in the game. 56-26, Warriors back up by 30. Schofield works right, rumbling down the lane, draws the foul. Scharf could never get the angle to be able to control that drive. 80 and Kendall coming back in. 80 Nisley and Kylie Kendall. Schofield to the line to shoot two. So they're stopping the clock on free throws.
They do that. They do.
Do they?
Well,
okay.
Now that guy's telling them to let it run.
But I think it's supposed to
when
run.
They tell you keep it running until we come over and give you the signals of how, who got the foul. Then you stop it.
Yeah.
And then while they're shooting, you don't run it. And then as soon as the ball's rebounded, then you start it. That's so what the
yeah.
two officials told me that this year. Last year, I don't think they had a clue.
It was new last year, right?
I don't know.
Schofield gets one out of two. 56-27 Warriors. Quick pass ahead, knocked away, but McMullen comes down with it. Eliza forcing that one a little bit. To Kendall, swings it to 80. Trying to go down low, gets it knocked away. They double her, scoops it.
Oh.
And a steal by Schofield. Eliza knocks it back and out of bounds. So here comes Wright out and Rice into the game. They're going to get McMullen and Eliza out. 4 minutes and counting. So 80 will play some point now. Give her a couple of trips down the floor. Drive, Merrington, cut off, kicks it out to Carlson. She drives, blocked from behind by Kendall, and out of bounds off of Bauer. Great job by Kylie. She got beat off the dribble, but she stayed with the play and had a nice little touch from behind to block that shot. Rice and Wright out in the game for the final 4 minutes. 80 works left and
uh-oh.
Loses it out of bounds. This is why you need to get some reps at point guard, Ron.
Yeah.
I mean, very few run the break as well as 80 and Eliza, but it's a little different playing point and running the half-court offense. Maya's got all that experience, but you need that backup. Schofield drives. Left hand up and in. Just took Wilson to school there. The senior 5'11 post just bullying her way with that left hand. Right out on the left wing. Out to Kendall in the corner. Kendall steps through. Short jumper. I think she didn't have anybody to pass it to. She had to shoot the ball instead. 2:50 to go. 56-29 Warriors.
That's pretty short-sighted.
If you don't know who those other coaches are, feel free to ask Ron or I off the air. We won't name names tonight. Bauer misses the first one to the right. Sophia Bauer. One more coming for her. That one looks little long. Gets it back. Chases down her own rebound. Babb with the drive and the kick. Merrington. They're going to call Emily for a foul on the drive. I'd like to see Emily get mad one time, wouldn't you? Just some emotional outburst out there. You've got to be kidding me. First one banged home by Merrington. She has 5 in the game. Her first point of the second half. Coming into the game, number 5, Garcia replaces Bauer. And they missed both. Well, right out was a little early getting in the lane. So Merrington will get another one. That one won't be credited against her. And she gets the second one. 56-31 Warriors, 2:14 to go. 80 to Rice. Emily with it. Spins. Picks her dribble up, gets it knocked away and stolen. And then Kendall steals it back. Kendall to 80. Hooks a pass over to right out. Loses it. Chases it down in the right corner. Back to Wilson in the high post. Steps through.
Nice.
Banks it. Missed that one. And Schofield with the rebound.
A good step through.
Yeah, to Merrington. Right idea. The instincts are there. Need to just slow that shot down just a little bit. Make sure that she's got a good line of sight on it. Schofield backs down, steps through with the right hand, and again, giving Wilson a little schooling down there.
Senior freshman.
Senior versus freshman. Got length, got size, and got experience on Kylie. Kylie with a good pass to 80, down low to right out, banks it up and in. What an unselfish play by 80 Nisley. Liliana right out gets the basket, the beneficiary of a great pass. It was Wilson to Nisley to right out for the lay-in. They find number five, Garcia, right in front of the rim for a basket. Minute to go in this one, 58-35. Little give and go, and Nisley misses inside. Rice with the rebound, puts up the jumper, misses that one, and over the back, going to be called on Kylie Wilson. 45 seconds to go in this one. Subs are coming into the game for the Bruins. 58-35 Warriors.
35 seconds.
Yeah, clock kept running during that. Bruce brings it up. Rice will pick her up at the 10-foot line volleyball. Drives left, gets in all the way, banks it, no good. Wilson battling, can't come down with it. Bruce has got it, a jump ball with 20 seconds to go. Warriors ball for one last possession here. Right out, quick to inbound, inbound it to 80. 80 blows by, over to Rice for three, short. Long rebound, Bruce, for 5 seconds. Going the other way, 80 blocks her shot. And they call for a foul. And they're just going to say that's it, or they're going to give her the two shots.
Yeah, he said no game.
That's it, folks. Final score, Amity 59 and Brookings Harbor 35. And let's just say, I doubt they're going to be at the state playoff.
They will not be at the state playoff.
No, they won't be in the final eight anyway. All right, folks. We'll give you some point totals here in just a second. Bear with us for just a couple commercials on KLYC McMinnville. Final score here from Salem Academy, the Crusader Tournament. Warriors 59, Bruins of Brooking Harbor 35 in this girls' basketball action. Ron's checking out brackets here. He'll let us know in a second. Warriors were led tonight by 80 Nisley with 20. Eliza had 14. McMullen with 10. Grove with 7. Sharp with 3, right out 2, Kendall 2. And that's the scoring for the Warriors. Schofield had 16 in a losing effort for the Bruins.
I got
what do you got, Rob?
Harsma with 4 rebounds, Grove with 7, Eliza with 5, 80 with 5. So Kylie Kendall with 1.
So a team effort on the rebound is what you're saying.
Yeah, a lot of even. I mean, just getting around the boards.
Yeah.
And 33 turnovers, which you have to give credit to a really good defense against a team that just did not have any ball handlers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. They just, not enough guard play. They had decent ball handlers, but not good ball handlers. And, you know, if they were all secondary ball handlers and you had a real point guard, they would have been okay, but yeah, they didn't have that. So, all right, Ron, what's our schedule tomorrow? Boys play at 7:30.
And they, I think they're playing, if that, you have that, I don't have that.
That bracket?
Nope.
Well.
Oh, wait. No, I don't have it.
Who do the girls have tomorrow? What time? You got that one?
I think I do have that. Amity. We play Country Christian tomorrow at 3:30 in the big gym. Country Christian tomorrow in the big gym.
So, girls at 3:30 tomorrow and boys at 7:30 tomorrow.
Yeah. And this team right here, this is, where is this? I don't see this game. Can't tell you.
And I think this is this Rogue River playing them? Is this Rogue River here? Is this you guys? Yeah. So this is the Rogue River Hawks over here on this end.
So
and
that's, we play the winner of, loser of this game.
Loser of this game, okay.
So that's Crane.
So
and
Crane
that's
and Rogue River
at Venice. At Venice.
Okay.
So I watch this game for a little bit.
All right. Might join you. All right, folks, that's it for us tonight. We'll be back on the air before the 3:30 girls game tomorrow. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Amity Warrior Sports. And as always, win or lose, folks, it's a great day to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.